Preacher.
God bless you, my brother.
God bless you. Thank you, ladies. That was really good. All right, we're on. Had a good day. Thank you for the good place to stay. Thank you for the good meal. I think I ate too much. Amen. Mess you up sometimes. You eat too much right before you try to preach. But it was really good. 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6. Appreciate you being in the service tonight. I don't know who's regular folks here or who's visiting, but we're glad you're here. And I know Brother Randy is glad you're here.
Amen.
I'm glad to be here. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
These ladies do a good job. I guess you're not going to drive home tonight, are you? In the morning. Yeah, that's a little rough down through there. If you're coming up 40 out of Mississippi, it's okay because pretty straight. But if you're going down south of these mountains, it's not too wise. Amen. I may have to fall asleep or something. I have done that before. That's bad, ain't it? Amen. I'd not tell that, but I try to get home a few times. Caught myself nodding out. Amen. That's not good. I knew what's happening to me, so I just slowed down to a crawl. I was too close to the house. But anyway, dumb stuff you do, trying to run up and down the road, but you just do what you got to do. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Anyway, I'm just rambling here, just wasting time. Here in 2 Kings chapter 6, he said, "The sons of the prophet said unto Elisha, Behold, now the place where we dwell with thee is too strait for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, Go ye. And one said, Be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, Alas, master, for it was borrowed. The man of God said, Where fell it? And he showed him the place, and he cut down a stick, cast it in thither, and the iron did swim. Therefore said he, Take it up to thee, and he put out his hand and took it. Father, we thank you again for the good day and the privilege of being here tonight. Thank you for these that's come. Lord, we ask you to bless the reading of your word. Give us liberty with these thoughts tonight. Help us, Lord, be kind, tender, but help us be bold. Lord, we want to be as nice as possible when we preach, but we don't want to be intimidated by anybody. We just pray you'd help us and give us liberty now. In Christ's name, amen and amen. I know this is a very familiar scripture to most folks, especially preachers. They probably, if you're a preacher, I'm sure you've preached from this portion of scripture. Amen. Before you get to this chapter here, if you read chapter 2, you see where Elisha used a new cruise of salt to heal the bad waters of Jericho. In chapter 4, he increased the widow's oil. In the same chapter, we read of the raising of the Shunammite son, and the healing of the potties, and the multiplying of the food. When you come to chapter 5, you see the cleansing of Naaman the leper. Amen. And we know leprosy is a type of our sinful nature. Amen. And it's no cure outside a miracle from God. It starts on the inside, undetected by the natural eye on the outside. Amen. And then after a process of time, amen, it starts showing up on the flesh. Amen. And then if you think you have it, you have to go to the priest under the law, and he determines whether you're clean or unclean. And if you're pronounced unclean, you're set aside away from everybody that's clean, and you have to cry unclean, unclean, everywhere you go. And Naaman was a man of valor, a great man, a man respected, even though he was a Syrian soldier. He was a heathen, but God used him, amen, in spite of that. And all the things that he was, the Bible said he was a man of valor, a great man, but he was a leper.
Yeah, yeah.
When you say that, everything else great about him disappeared.
Yeah.
Amen. The poorest person in that nation would not trade places with him.
Yeah.
Amen. And I'm sure he was a wealthy man. Amen. A great military leader, but he was a leper. And the Bible says, and it's not my message, but the Bible says there was a little Jewish maid taken captive by the Syrian army. It doesn't give her name. Her name's not important. My name's not important. His name's important. She was taken captive by her enemy. Amen. She knew Romans 8:28, for it was ever written, all things work for good to them love God, to them who called according to his purpose. Amen. She wasn't complaining about her lot in life. Amen. And I'm sure she had a reason to be being taken captive by the enemies of her people. But as she waited on Naaman's wife, no doubt she'd found favor in that home to be trusted with taking care of Naaman's wife. And she had compassion on Naaman's, this woman's husband. And she'd see him come and go. That leprosy, undetected, undealt with by God, you finally fell over. Your flesh died, nerves died, and you fell over in corruption. The wages of sin, amen, is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He had a death sentence on him. She'd see him come and go. And I'm sure his wife, Naaman's wife, would probably weep sometime. And she had compassion on this sinner. We need to have compassion on sinners. And she said, hey, if you could get him down to the prophet's house. She had confidence in the preacher. You got to watch bad mouthing the preacher over your chicken dinner and wonder why your young'uns grow up and don't go to church. Hey, man, you didn't have no respect for him. They're not going to have any respect. Hey, man, if you could get him down there. And you know, hey, man, the story was told to the king. The king rent his clothes. Amen. By the way, the king's not the answer. The government's not the answer, especially these we got right now. Hallelujah. They can't help you. Amen. But you know, finally, Naaman got his entourage, pompous entourage, very wealthy, and pulled up in front of Elisha's house. Amen. Thinking that this man of God would come out and clap his hands like the 700 Club or TBN and that outfit. Those crooks been around from the beginning of this thing. Amen. But he didn't even go out. He sent his servant Gehazi out. Amen. And he told that servant, in my own way of putting it, he said, you go out there and tell that rich leopard the same thing we've been telling the poor leopard. Amen. Amen. And that's right. Amen. You go tell him to dip seven times in the Jordan River. Amen. And old Naaman got mad at the message. Amen. He said, how about these two rivers over here where I'm from? If you get saved, you got to come God's way. Amen. And he got mad. He didn't like it. He didn't like the method. He got mad at the man of God. I wouldn't give you a nickel for a preacher don't make somebody mad. Every now and then I try to do that every day of my life. I'm just trying to tell you that, amen. But the truth of the matter is, his own people, own heathen people, said, hey, in our own way of speaking, what do you got to lose? Amen. It's worth a try. Amen. He said, you're going to die anyway. Hey, it won't hurt you to go try. And I know that's not the way it says it, but that's about what they meant. And he went over in obedience to God's word. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. He went over and dipped seven times in the Jordan River. That water didn't cleanse him. He didn't get cleansed the first time he dipped. If you get these sinners, these lepers around here to get calm, we'll keep dipping under the water. Amen. It may take a few times, but you know after he come up the seventh time, amen, he come up and his flesh was like that of a little baby. All the leprosy was gone. That's what God does when he saves somebody. He cleanses for all his sins and fixes him in the mind of God just like he never did sin. Hallelujah. Well, that's not the message, but that's a pretty good message. Hallelujah. But you know, when you get here, you see here the cleansing of Naaman the leper. We're in this story here. You got the sons of the prophet. They were men separated to the service of God. They were disciples under Elisha. He was a disciple come out from under Elijah. Amen. And they were poor men that took a firm stand for what's right in a wicked day. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, it said the place become too straight for them, too strict. Amen. It got too small. Amen. If you study, it didn't really begin to grow until they got Gehazi out of the way. Amen. You know, Gehazi tried to charge Naaman for what a miracle God did. Amen. And took some gold and some garments, and he got struck with leprosy. Amen. As soon as they dealt with the corruption among them, that place started to expand. Got too small. Amen. Before you grow any flowers, you got to dig up the weeds. Before you get the cancer out of the body, sometimes medicine won't do it. Sometimes it takes some real surgery. Nobody likes to deal with church discipline, but sometimes, amen, it's just like old Jonah. Amen. Those old boys didn't want to throw him overboard, but when they realized, hey, we're about to go under, Jonah, we love you, but you got to go. We had a little men's meeting, and you got to go. Amen. How am I doing right here? Amen. That place began to grow, and they got permission from the prophet. Amen. They respected the preacher and asked permission to go and build on, and he said, go. Then they asked him to go with them, and he went with them. And amen. And here, this is where I want to get to. You know, Elisha is a type or a picture of the Lord Jesus here. These young prophets that's disciples of him were some like faithful Christian workers in our church. This axe head that God provided them to get the work done that God wanted to do speaks about the power of the Holy Ghost working in our life. Am I doing any good? I'm trying to get somewhere here. I preached too long last night. I'm trying to hurry. Amen. You know here, this axe head that God provided for them, you know, if you was going to do any kind of work like that, and you'd never done any, amen, and most preachers try to get out of that kind of work, but if you was going to do something with an axe or a mattock or something like that, you go down to the co-op or some hardware place, amen, and maybe the salesperson would take you over to where the handles, a lot of times the handles are separated at first, and he'd brag a lot about how this handle fits your hand and did better, how the wood was tempered and could take a lot of pressure. Amen. He'd brag about the handle. You know, the handle ain't no good unless it's in the right hand. Amen. I don't care what kind of preacher you are. I don't care what kind of handle you think you are. You're absolutely no good at all unless God gets a hold of you. Amen. And then he'd probably take you over and show you the axe heads and tell you how sharp they were, kind of like a good case knife, how they could cut and not wear out and hold up. But there's a little part about that axe, amen, that they most likely wouldn't mention. It's called a wedge. It's a little old a thing that holds it all together. You know what we do when we go to church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night? When we have revival, we try to keep the wedge in its right place. That holds this thing together. If we're going to do anything to God, we got to keep the wedge in its rightful place. First of all, tonight, this axe head, this axe was loaned for a special task. He said, it was borrowed. Amen. It was borrowed. You know, in those days, they didn't have the metalworking procedures and things that we have today. But what they did have, if somebody had access to that, amen, a very expensive process, took a long time to get a hold of one of these axes to do this work. Amen. It just don't come overnight. You got to be patient. You got to be willing to pay the price. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm trying to get somewhere. You know, they didn't want it to get very far out of their sight. Amen. And you know, we're working on borrowed time. Hey, we're working with borrowed power. Amen. The Holy Ghost. Amen. You got to have the
power of the Holy Ghost working in your life. He said, Paul writing, you can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. John 15 said, you can do nothing without me. Amen. We're absolutely useless except we have the power of the Spirit of God. Amen. Except he fill us, we run empty. Except he walks with us, we walk alone. Except he guides us, we don't know the way. Thank God. Amen. Everybody saved has the Spirit of God in them. Amen. But I'm telling you what, we can grieve him sometime. Bible said, be not drunk wine when it said, but be ye filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns, spiritual song, singing, make me as unto the Lord. In everything give thanks unto God and the Father for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourself one to another. Wives, submit yourself to your own husband as unto the Lord. For the husband of the head of the wife, even as Christ the head of the church and the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wife be to her husband in everything. My wife don't believe that verse, no more than any woman in here. But it is in the Bible. Hallelujah. Then it says, husband, also love your wife as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. All them verses talk about being spirit-filled. And I like to shout, run up and down the aisle and weep and praise God. Like, amen. But how do you do it? How do you do it home? Amen. How do you do it home? Husband, love your wife. Christ also loved the church, gave himself for it. For no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourished in church, even the Lord's church. Amen. Well, I'm trying to get somewhere. So I'll tell them, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment promised, that it may be well with thee. Amen. Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up to nurture and admonish the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them, your master, according to flesh, fear, and trembling, seeing heart, not with eye service. Men, please, service Christ, doing the will of God as unto Christ, and from the heart as unto Christ, not unto men. Whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord. Amen. And you masters, do the same thing unto him, forbearing, threatening, knowing you also your master, him. Neither is respect a person with him. At all has to do with the Spirit of God. Right. Amen. Amen. That killed the meeting. Hallelujah. Amen. How's things at home? Amen.
Amen.
We can fake it at church, but you can't fake it at home.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we can't do nothing without him. Amen. He's the vine. We're the branches. Amen. Hallelujah. He's where the power comes from. And amen. It's loaned for a special task. We're working on borrowed power. We're just the handle. Church is just trying to keep the wedge in its rightful place.
Amen.
Well, I don't know if this is helping you. Hey, it was lost at a surprising time. As one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. As one, this wasn't brought on, this young prophet, Titus 2:11. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us to deny the ungodliness, well, lest we should live soberly, righteous, godly, this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, purify himself a peculiar, zealous. This boy was very zealous in the work of the Lord.
Amen.
He was busy. He wasn't lazy. This wasn't brought on. This loss wasn't brought on. Amen. Amen, because of laziness. This wasn't a Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, mad because you ain't done with 12, Christian.
Amen.
One that don't never come back on Sunday night.
Yeah.
One that ain't never been to church on Wednesday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They don't know anything about losing the power of God in their life. They ain't never had it.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I don't understand it to you. I got saved on Sunday morning, showed back up on Sunday night before I knew it was a sin not to be there. James 4 said, for him to do good, do it not to him is sin. Matter of fact, where I got saved, they didn't even count you being saved until you showed up on Wednesday. Some of them believe you can lose it there. Some believe it forever. Amen. I didn't know we're going to be saved forever or lose it. But I knew one thing. If you could lose it for laying out on Wednesday, as wicked as a sinner I've been, I sure didn't want to go to hell for just laying out on Wednesday. So I showed up. Hallelujah. Am I doing any good with that one? Amen.
Amen.
They said he get in. Don't know. He ain't been here on prayer meeting. Still kind of doubtful sometimes. Hallelujah. Hey, it wasn't brought on by laziness. But it could have been brought on by carelessness. forgetfulness. You know, if you're going to do a work with something like that, every now and then it's smart to stop and see if the Matic or the axe handle or whatever if it's got loose. See if the wedge is still in it. You know what we do? If you do it, you take that thing and stamp it, bang it down on the ground. That's what altars in church are for. It ain't just for folks that's gone out here and done some ungodly public sin. It's for us. These boys weren't drunks, and they weren't going back to doping. They were busy doing God's work. Right in the middle of the busyness. It's where they lost what they needed. Right while there's a preacher, while there's a deacon, while there's a song leader, while they were singing, right in the busyness. Sometimes, you know, I do, and working with something like that, I'll stop and look at it, and I'll bang it down. Every now and then I go to the altar. Some folks might think, wonder what he done. I ain't done nothing. I'm just trying to tighten things up in my life. Sometimes I've took a nail. That takes a little more effort. That's a redneck way of fixing it. And drive that nail. You might even break a little sweat because that's usually hard wood that you're trying to. Amen. Yeah. I have even took a screw. That's really a dumb man's way of fixing it. But it works. Sometimes you got to stay there and get things tightened down, screwed down real good. How long have you been since you got things tightened up? One farmer told me one time, his dad used to tell him, said, son, take that axe handle out there and put it in a 5-gallon bucket of water and leave it there a few days. That'll tighten her up, amen. Just getting this book, that'll tighten it up. Most folks don't even read their Bible during the week. Most of them leave them on the pew. Or you see them in the back window where the sun's bleaching them out. You ought to have more respect for God's word. Am I doing any good here? Amen. It's brought on by laziness, no, but carelessness or forgetfulness. You say, that can't happen to me. I've been around here. Brother Randy said he'd been pastor here 46 years. Man, he's tough. Amen. Some of y'all been here way long time. You say, can't happen to me. Well, it happened to people in the Bible. Mary and Joseph, they took Jesus down there to Jerusalem, amen, for that feast and all that stuff they was doing, the Passover and stuff, amen, they were leaving Jesus. They went a day's journey, supposing him to be in the company. Mary birthed Jesus. We're not worship her, but we are to respect her. She literally carried God inside of her. We got God in us. She went through the pains of death to bring God into this world. She held God. And she bounced the baby, God, on her knees. And she did all the other things that women of that day had to do to feed babies, bathe babies. You ever wonder what Joseph, who really wasn't his father, but he probably helped her when she was birthing that. Wonder what was going through his mind as he held God in his hand. She knew who he was. Went a whole day's journey. I went farther than that. And I know he'll never leave us, never forsake us. I know he's in here. But I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. That could happen to them. Took them 3 days to find him. They found him back where they left him. Found him in the place of worship. Am I doing any good here?
Amen.
You say what you want to do about Samson. I like Samson. Amen. I liked it. I liked it when he took that jawbone of an ass and killed 1,000 of them Philistines. I used to say Muslim, but that'd get you in trouble. But that's what they be. Amen. I mean, you think about something like that. He had no trouble with them Philistines, but he had trouble with his flesh. You got trouble with your flesh. Amen. And Delilah wasn't the beginning of his problem. When he rebelled against the authority, God put him over. When his parents said, you ought to get you a Hebrew woman. He went against the authority God put over him. And amen, he got to flirting around with Delilah. Delilah is the type of the world. Love not the world, neither things in the world. If any man love the world, love the Father, not him. All that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, pride of life, not of the Father, but it is of the world, and the world passes away, and the lust of, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. He laid his head in the lap of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. And next thing you know, he finally broke down and told her where his strength was at. Amen. That mark of separation, that hair length, he took a Nazarite vow. And before he fell and got messed up, when he went by, everybody knew he had that mark of separation. They knew he was God's man. Amen. But in the same way you, your mark of separation has cut the power of God in it. And folks know you don't have to tell them, they know you. But if you ever lose it, they'll know it. And she says, Samson, the Philistine be up on you. He went out and shook himself. And wished not that the Lord had departed from him.
Yeah.
If it can happen to them, yeah, don't you think it can happen to us?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. It was long for a special task. Yeah. Yeah. He's going to stay in there. There's a difference of having him in you and having him on you.
Yeah. Amen.
I can't explain all that, but I just know there is. Amen. These old boys didn't keep beating on the bark of them trees like I'm doing right now. Hallelujah. Amen. They knew that they had a problem. Amen. Amen. Well, let me hurry. He was longed for a special task. Lost is despised in time. It was lamented his serious trouble. And he cried. It said he cried, alas. And said, alas, master, for it was bark. He cried. I don't know if tears or just a cry of desperation. But as soon as he realized he didn't have what he needed to get the job done, he didn't wait 6 months. And right away, he knew he had a problem.
Yeah.
And he cried out to the man of God, amen, and lamented. What our countries, God's stepping aside. And he's leaving our country. Amen. Because our country's left him. When you can kill a baby that's been in his mother's womb 9 months. And this wicked bunch that's running this country. And the one before them, before Trump. And the one before them that could take a pair of scissors. Stick it down in a baby after it's been coming forth after 9 months. Poke it in the brain. Suck its brains out there. You got a problem, neighbor. You got a problem. When a man can dress up like a woman and saying he's confused, amen, and our government legalizes that fear, God's hand is moving off of us.
Yeah.
We ought to be broken about it.
Yeah.
Trump's not the answer, but I'm voting for him.
Amen.
I'd be ashamed if I voted for this other guy.
Yeah.
That didn't go nowhere. Must have a liberal in the crowd somewhere. You're the last time you ever come here, Ed. Same way with us. So, and I'm telling you, and I'm not boasting. Sometimes, and I'm not, this is not on the paper. Sometimes I wish I could get back to my first love when I first met him.
Amen.
You remember that?
Yeah.
I go to church. That's the only place, man. I've been so wicked. Only place I felt safe.
Yeah.
I go down there, I didn't know everything that I know now. And we're further along biblically and doctrinally and all, but I didn't know. I thought everybody loved Jesus.
Amen. Yeah.
It didn't make no difference what song they sung, it make me weep.
Amen.
Holy Ghost would just squeeze. Just like you would a baby, you just squeeze. It made no difference what the preacher preached. Boy, it's right what I needed.
Amen.
If I got something in my heart that wasn't right, he didn't have to sing three sad songs by the Do Right Quartet to get me on an altar.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. Everywhere I went, just to...
Come on, brother.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
The power of God, the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
He's the one that brought you into this thing.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that's helping you or not, but... Amen.
Without his power, our work is worthless. Our labor is lost. Our service comes to a standstill. Our business gets blocked. Activities are annulled. Without his power, we're absolutely nothing. We ought to be, even in our churches, independent, fundamental, King James Bible, premillennial Baptist. You say I ain't one of them. You will be when you get to heaven. You don't have to be one of them to be saved. You got to be one of them to be right. I ain't joining nothing that ain't right. You know what I mean? Amen. Amen. That went over real big. Amen. I see it happening in our churches. I see it. I travel around. I see it happening in my own life sometimes. I get tore up about it.
Amen.
I get tore up about it in my own. I hate it. Bible said, be angry, and said, not let not the sun go down on your wrath, neither give place. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, work in his hand that which is good if he have given him. And let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to you, edify me, minister, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby we're sealed.
Yeah. Amen.
I hate it when I hurt him.
Yeah. Amen.
I hate it.
Yes.
And I get tore up about it. Let me hurry you. Long for a special task. Lost at a surprising time, lamented his serious trouble, he cried. And then it was located with a simple test. The man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place. The man of God didn't beat him up about it. Because the man of God probably experienced some of himself along the way. I've been bad about beating people up sometime and forget about how fouled up I've been. He said, where fell it? Old boy said, right there. I got to thinking, how did he see it? You know, you drop a heavy object like that in the water, in a pond. Or you ever hunt crawdads? You know, you raise a rock, grab them, you miss them. You can't see them again because it's muddy. Am I making any sense? Some of y'all ain't never hunt crawdads, have you? Amen. But you know, and when that something like that hits the water, you can see the ripples, the vicinity kind of, but you can't put your finger on it. Because the water's muddy. Where fell it? The man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place. Now I got to think about that. How did he see it? How did he see it? You know, sometimes serving God, I don't care how godly you are, sometimes you grieve the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Sometimes you lose your temper. You say, preacher, you ever lose your temper? I'm married, ain't I? I've never won one of the fusses, but I'm not giving up the fight. Amen. I know I'm right, honey.
Amen.
I've told her I was sorry many times when I really wasn't, just before I could sleep at night. They're not going to tell you they are. Don't get mad now, ladies. I'm just trying to preach here. Hallelujah. We promised never to go to bed mad. I stayed up a week at a time, but I've kept my end of the deal. I'm just trying to say something. The little foxes spoil the vine. Little things pile up in our life. Amen. Amen. And it grieves the Holy Ghost. And you know you got a problem, but you can't put your finger on it. Serving God out here preaching these prisons. It's not like church. It's different. Got a lot of demon-possessed mess and perverts and every kind. And you go in there, it's sometimes you just run out of juice. You don't have that edge. Amen.
Amen.
And when you get that way sometimes, you get a little quick. Sometimes you get a little ill with folks real quick. You're just aggravated with your own self. Because you just don't know really all it's all. You can't put your finger on it. I need a priest up here before I can confess my sins to, amen. But I'm trying to tell you. And you know, you go to church. Amen. I know y'all don't fuss. Amen. Some of you probably fussed on your way here tonight. Amen. You go to church, you know, and amen. And this preacher's not been following you around, the man of God. Where fell it? He preaches a sermon. He has no idea what you've been into or how you've been acting or what you've been saying. And the Holy Ghost says, right there, David. Right there when you got hateful with her the other day. And you hurt her feelings. That there's where I shut you down, boy. Isn't that right? I'm just telling you, that's stuff like that.
Yeah.
Don't seem important, but boy, it'll dry you up. Amen. Amen. And you know the Holy Ghost will say, right there, David, right there, you know, right there in traffic. You remember the other day in traffic when that brain dead guy blowed a horn at you? Said something mean to you, you didn't say it back, but you tried to toot it like it sounded. Back to you.
Yeah.
I know y'all don't act like I do. And then the Holy Spirit loves you so much.
Right.
Conviction, you go to the altar,
yeah.
Confess everything you can think of.
Amen. Yeah.
And then the little doves floating around in there again.
Amen.
Holy Spirit.
Right.
Tears flowing again.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Happy in the Lord.
Amen.
Thinking, you know, I'm 73 years old. Surely I won't let that happen to me again. Better watch, you're boasting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Everything's right in the home, riding down the road, listening to gospel music, minding your own business.
Yeah, come on.
God, the Holy Spirit just flooding around in there.
Right.
You and God fellowshipping.
Amen.
Surely I won't fly off the handle no more. Right. Flew off the handle.
Yeah, amen.
About that time when these brain dead teenagers
yeah.
that's painted their car, no offense, but that ugly yellow. or that ugly purple. Or that lime green, you've seen them,
yeah.
And they took the shocks out from under the car.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you ride behind them, it looks like a chicken pecking corn. Ain't got no. Got them wheels are still turned when the car stopped. If you look at that long enough, you'll throw up.
Yeah.
Crazy, eh? Yeah. You know, they got that thing where they go over a curb and it cuts their tires. That's a real smart boy.
Yeah.
Amen. Took it. Amen. Got them boom boxes in there. You ever been there? Ba-boom, ba-boom. And they shake the earth. And you pull up next to one of them at a red light. Your cars are shaking. You're shaking. And you think, man, my sugar counts fail.
Yeah, amen.
And you look over here at this guy. He's got his hair painted purple and spiked up and a hubcap in his ear and log and chain to the side of his nose and decals all over his body. If you ain't careful, you become a Pharisee.
Yeah.
He's just doing what sinners do. He don't know what you know.
Yeah.
Going down the road doing the speed limit. You really got to get right with God to do that.
Yeah.
Just in case there's any policemen in here. And they buzz by you. Little dove floating around. Blow their horn. Cuss you. Get out of the road, old man. Little dove flies out the window. Come here, boy.
Yeah.
I'll slap you cross-eyed. Amen. I know you'll have no trouble like that. Feels like the little dove flies out the window.
Yeah.
He didn't go nowhere.
Amen.
He said, David, why you won't act like that?
Yeah.
He's just doing what sinners do. He don't know no better.
Yeah.
You got the Holy Spirit in you.
Yeah.
Holy Scripture working on you.
Yeah.
Saints of God praying for you.
Amen.
All your sins are washed away.
Yeah.
Soon you're going to be in the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
Where fell it? Right there.
Amen.
I know you may not be like me. I'm just telling you, I struggle with that stuff.
Amen.
Amen. You probably going to have me back in here.
Yeah.
That's why I might as well be on. I'm just telling you, I struggle sometimes.
Yeah.
Do stupid, say stupid stuff. Act stupid sometimes. Grieves the Holy Ghost. You know, and he couldn't see it, but the man of gospel where fell it. Sometimes the Holy Ghost will show you in the service.
Yeah.
This ain't going over too good, is it? But
you
may not have that problem. But amen. And then last of all, it was lifted by a small twig. The man of God threw a stick in the water. That speaks of Calvary.
Yeah. Amen.
We don't go back to Calvary to get saved again. But when we've lost the touch of God, sometimes he wants us to reflect back on what Jesus has done for us. That usually will humble us.
That's right.
The Bible said the iron did swim. Amen. I don't know if it did a backstroke or whatever. Amen. There's some of these perverted Bibles, a fellow told me, I've never looked it up, said it floated. Dead things float.
Yeah.
But for something like that to swim, it had to be quickened.
Yeah. Amen. That's right.
No more than you could get saved until the Holy Spirit quickened your dead spirit.
Yeah, that's right.
Draws you and convicted you of your sin.
Yeah.
No more when you lose the power of God in your life. No more you can't get it fixed. He has to fix it for you.
Yeah.
Amen. That prodigal, I don't believe he could actually come back to the Father until he went all the way to the hog pen. Sometimes we have to go all the way to the hog pen.
Yeah. Amen.
And then he stretched forth his hand. See, God wants everybody to have the power of God on.
Yeah, that's right.
He wants everybody to be able to witness and be bold and kind to sinners. Yeah. Amen. He's reached for. See, God wants us to have it. And sometimes I tell us where you have to reach and get it.
Yeah.
If you've got that in your heart. Has this made any sense to any of you?
Amen.
Let me ask some of you been saved all these years. You know, I first got saved, I thought, you know, I'd go to the altar a lot because I fouled up a lot. And I actually got to thinking when I first got saved, you know, I'd hear some of them people say, what if he really got saved?
Yeah.
And I actually thought when you got wide-headed, you didn't have to come up here no more. I thought you finally had arrived.
Yeah.
Amen. I think some folks still like that.
Yeah.
How long's it been since you went and said, Lord, would you touch me again? You say, I'm faithful to church. I'm doing this, doing that. Got nothing to do with being out here ungodly. I'm talking about just busy. While one was felling a beam. While one was serving God with all his heart. Everything he had in him. Right there then, he lost what he needed. That's what revival's for.
Right.
For us to save, that we can reach out, swallow our pride, and admit that we have not arrived.
Right.
I pastored folks. Some folks go to the altar about every service. I hear some of them criticize them. The ones that went a lot didn't bother me.
Yeah.
It's them that I pastored for 10 years that never moved.
Amen.
Nothing moved.
Yeah. Amen.
That went over real big, but it's the truth.
Preach on.
I first got saved, I didn't know nothing about the Bible. And I didn't have a car. I'd been so wicked and wouldn't pay my bills and all. And God straightened all that out in time. But as a grown man, this guy named Art Jones, he run a mission house in Knoxville, Tennessee. He wore checkered suits, bow ties, tennis shoes, and untelling what kind of socks he's going to have on where he got it at the mission. He'd drive all the way to Marstown, which is 50 or 60 miles, to teach Bible on Sunday night, I mean Monday night. And I'd hitchhike out there. 5 or 6 miles to go to that class.
Amen.
Just got in.
Yeah.
And I asked him one time, I said, Art, I know this fella that has to go to the altar about every week, sometimes twice a week. I said, what advice would you give me to tell this friend of mine? He said, David, if I was you, I'd ride that altar all the way to heaven.
Amen.
If I could keep that peace of God.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord in my heart.
Yeah, amen.
Well, I'm done.
Amen.
Come on, preacher, I'm done.